Foreign Madam and the White Yogi, a verse novel in progress by Chris Mooney Singh. In this installment, Yogi leaves the village and goes to the town of Garhmukteshwara to meet Barhai. Barhai saw him crossing from the bus, glad his plans were working.
Aye, Yogi, better sit.
He cleared a rattan chair of gold-brown scrolls of shavings, curly ribbons planed off from a dining table's edges.
Chotu, bring chai,
barked Barhai at the boy, while joiner Gaurav thumbed along the grain. Yogi could not bring up that he had left her. What's this, Timber? He asked instead.
Oh, this? Dali, Indian rosewood. Yes, very hard. We trim the outside yellow or grubs will come.
The heartwood was as strong as a church pew, Yogi thought, and hardened himself as well. Appearing with guitar and full backpack meant Barhai had pulled in his honey star. Cards were falling better than he'd hoped. Yogi had turned up naked and wounded, Margot scolding with her boiling tongue. Did he seem needy? He tried to compensate.
My time was being wasted at the school. She sees your inner jewel, Barhai said, like a true Indian wife, letting you go, sacrificing for the sake of the god.
When's the festival thing? Yogi was anxious.
Do not worry. The Mahar Kirtan Mandal is soon starting. All is being planned. Aye, come. Let me show you something.
Yogi followed Barhai down the back into his cabin with its grimy panes. Out of a rosewood drawer, Barhai bounced a log of paper onto his desk of dust. He rolled it across.
Here, you will like.
It was a wad of posters, rubber-banded. But slipping them off, the top one tore away, severing headshots. Robed with swami orange, some in white garb wearing triple stripes of forehead ash.
Oh, really sorry. Oh, no matter, Barhai shrugged.
Featured in an oval was the white man Yogi's face.
There you are. Did I not say that you were guest of honor?
Now, nervous Chotu ran in with a chai, jiggling glasses from the wire carrier, and knocked one over. A sticky, milky river floodplained across the posters, and the runoff waterfalled into Yogi's white-clad lap. He leapt up, yelping, his robe a burning puddle, and flicked it off, but not the scald-on skin.
Morak! Barhai barked. You useless fool!
Gee, sir! Sorry, sir!
The 10-year-old ran for rags or paper to blot the spill, but shoddy printer's ink had started to run, and Yogi, poster boy for Barhai's show, was abstract art within a painted ocean. Chotu threw a spirit-smelling cloth over posters to blot up tea and paint, forgetting to save the rest as yet unsoaked. Like a horned Barhai, poked in a hive, sent his hand assassin fast to clip the kid around the head. It's okay, Barhai. He didn't mean it. Yogi thought of all street urchins forced to take the helm of existential lives, polishing shoes, young newsprint pros folding paper bags, peanut wallers, girls selling cheap dolls, a begging ploy at Delhi ring road crossings, and backstreet hovels with their hammer song making him feel the cost of leather shoes.
Sorry, Yogi. Why not bathe upstairs and settle in? The girl will wash your clothes.
He wasn't used to servants. How poverty's scourge spawns labor cheap. Yet returning meant wimping out, having been well whammed by Margaret.
Yes, he was more than just a tea-stained holy mess. Relief stepped foot to foot with regret. I guess I had better go clean up. But Mrs. Barhai, will I be intruding? Still embarrassed by her recent exit from the Barhai home, it was awkward returning to the crime scene. Take these things, Barhai ordered Chotu. Yogi followed, obedient as a spaniel. He bucket-bathed, then perched upon the bed. All furniture bore the bulky Barhai look. Wardrobe, dresser, but no chair and table. A rounded bolster wedged behind him spoke of Indian cross-leggedness at ground level that had risen literal and symbolic. Eating, chatting, and sleeping now all happened on a solid rosewood base to take the weight of dynasties that had always snuggled close, joint families who form ancestral houses. This was far off from his suburban years, with nuclear rooms and their secret lives, while India would cling to its divan, bearing all upon a common life raft. His chola had been taken by the servant, first lathered, then pounded with hard slaps. Her paddle was a crude-cut cricket bat. She slopped wet washing on white bathroom marble and whacked away, then sighed, dropping her club to take a break. She hummed a Hindi film tune. The wafting overture spirited her hand into the lemony air that sparkled hope. It rose up from soapy water runoff as she cast herself the female Bollywood star, lip-syncing love sounds on some alpine hillside, the camera cutting away before the kiss. Then Mrs. Barhai screech-owled, "Jyoti! Boss! Enough!"